Now, as you know, we are sitting in a position where load shedding is affecting everyone. You know, along comes stage six load shedding, which means if you're a business, that means you're operating or levels are significantly reduced, and that means that you are losing money. So if you are already in a battling economy, then the news of stage six must have been devastating. But to find out how small businesses who put food on the table for scores of families across the country can cope with this, we are now joined by Daniel Goldberg. He is the founder of fintech company Bridgement. Daniel, a very good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on your show again.
Certainly, if you're a small business owner, to hear of stage six load shedding, you must have sat there with your eyes open, thinking to yourself, that must be the end, or this must be the end. I don't know what happened there. It seems like we've lost Daniel already, so we're gonna try and get Elliot to get him back on the line. 24 minutes after five, not sure what really happened there. To you listening at home, though, would love to find out from you, what do you have to say for yourself? Is there perhaps someone in the community that's doing good? Looking forward to having that conversation. 021-446-0567, that is the number that you can dial. Once again, if you're not sure of what's happening with regards to load shedding, earlier on we had a voice or a message from David, who says that, who asked, has the load shedding schedule changed waiting for the lights to go off in pylons? Then we had a response that said no. Essentially, what's happened is up a certain point, load shedding had ceased, but it would come back on at a certain time. I'm just not sure with the times once again. Daniel, I think we lost you there for a second. Not sure what happened.
I think we got a live demo of one of the effects of load shedding.
Well done. Well done, good sir. Talk to me. So, I mean, a small business owner, you slept with this announcement. What happens? What goes on in your mind?
Yeah, it's definitely a bit of a scary one. You know, a few weeks ago, and maybe I was a little naive, but I didn't even realize there were stages beyond stage four. So that's really scary, you know. Experiencing stage six, you know, it's really difficult to continue operating your business and continuing meeting, you know, whatever your growth targets are, or just getting by. It's really a scary one. And when people are starting to talk about stage eight, where, you know, we could lose electricity for more than half the day, that's quite a scary one. I actually lived in Nigeria, in Lagos, for about half a year, a couple of years ago. And over there, you would experience multiple electricity cuts every single day, and it's just the normal way of doing business. And that means that, you know, you lose internet, you lose cell phone connectivity. It becomes extremely disruptive and very difficult to you know, get the things that you need to get done and produce whatever you're producing, or provide the service or whatever service you're providing.
So to ensure that if you're a small business that you don't go under in such dire times, Daniel has 5 points that he'd like to share with you. Now, Daniel, we've just got under 3 minutes to actually go through the five. So it's your show.
Yeah, sure. So I think number one, you need to monitor the schedule. There are some great apps out there that are getting a lot of coverage at the moment. One of them being Eskom, Supush, Loadshed, Gridwatch, and Loadshed Alert, or a couple of others. They really help you plan accordingly, and, you know what the schedule is and work around that. Of course, they're not perfect, and sometimes Eskom will change the schedules without notifying people in time. So, you know, they may not be perfect. Take them with a pinch of salt, but they definitely can help you plan as much as possible. I think number two, you need to charge up. So you know that this load shedding is happening all the time. Make sure your phones and laptops are always connected whenever there is electricity. Even if they're happen to be fully charged at the time, make sure they're connected. Make sure they're charged up, because you know at some point there's going to be some load shedding, and you want to be prepared. Three, I think you need to prepare for the risks. You know, being a business, you could have expensive equipment, machinery, and things like that. And with the electricity switching on and off, that can result in an electrical phenomenon known as a surge, an electrical surge, which can actually damage that equipment. So it could damage, you know, if you've got big, heavy industrial fridges or freezers, or some other sort of machinery, or even expensive coffee machines, barista machines, laptops, etc., big printers, you know, these surges can actually damage them. So you want to make sure that you're protecting for those sorts of things. And it's quite easy to do that. There are surge protector plugs readily available for, you know, as little as 100 or 200 Rand, which will really save you a lot of money in the long run. So definitely a worthwhile investment. And obviously, you also want to make sure that all of your data, your business data, is being backed up online. If you're a business that is heavily data-driven, or if you run on emails or things like that, so you have digital documents, you need to make sure that that stuff is always backed up online and accessible in the event of, you know, losing access to electricity or losing access to any local or desktop machines during load shedding. Number four, I think you need to start investing or thinking about alternatives to electricity from the grid. You know, there obviously are small generators or batteries available, inverters that can help reduce the disruptions during the workday. And you also might want to buy or invest in an uninterruptible power supply, also known as a UPS. What UPSs help you do is they help keep the electricity on whenever there is a switch. So whenever the grid goes off, it will keep that electricity on while your backup source, your generator or your battery, is switching on. So that means that there's zero downtime. And if that's important to you, if you're a business that can't afford that downtime, it's hugely valuable. And lastly, it's about, you know, managing how you work, how your business hours work. Consider offering flexi-time to your employees to help schedule and be a bit more flexible with your work around all of the load shedding that's happening.
Now, that's interesting. That consider flexi-time. I mean, in South Africa, it's not an idea that's very welcomed. It's an idea that's frowned upon. I mean, we still work, you know, if you're working 8 to 5, then you work 8 to 5. Another interesting conversation altogether. Anyways, Daniel, we have run out of time. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show with your 5 points. Looking forward to chatting with you again.
My pleasure. Have a brilliant day your side.
Thank you very much. Daniel Goldberg, who's the founder of Bridgement, a fintech company, giving you the 5 points of advice. Monitor the schedule, charge up, prepare for risks, look into alternatives, and consider flexi time.